Oasis Audio presents Prayers of a Stranger by Davis Bunn, read for you by Brooke Sanford Heldman. Chapter 1. Amanda entered the hospital through the crash doors. They were named such partly because they opened into the reception area serving the accident and emergency wards and intensive care. But it was mostly because of the sound the ambulances made when they swooped in and pulled out the gurneys and came rushing inside. Florida summer deluges could dump as much as a foot of rain in a few hours, storms so intense they exploded off the pavement and splattered a fine mist out 50 feet. The winds that sometimes came with these storms, particularly during hurricane season, made standard ER entrances impossible here. So the architects had wisely built a recessed entrance, with the hospital's other 7 floors extending over the entire circular ER drive. No matter how violent the tempest, people could disembark in safety and remain dry. The shelter came at a cost, though, namely sunlight. The gloom was legendary. When she was appointed personal assistant to the hospital's director, Amanda's first act had been to rework the cave's lighting and institute free valet parking. She called them volunteers, but the parking attendants were all paid minimum wage. The free parking sign stated in bold letters that tipping was forbidden. A large number of patients and visitors were elderly. This was, after all, Florida. They should not need to walk from the parking garage. Amanda's volunteers, many of them as old as the visitors, made for a cheerful counterpart to the cave's oppressive nature. They greeted newcomers with a smile and the promise that the care they found inside would be the best available anywhere. And because of their genial welcome, most people believed them, or at least they entered a little less frightened than before.